A past member of the Alaska Peacemakers Militia says this week's conviction of leader Schaefer Cox and two group members is a sign of eroding freedom. Cox and Lonnie Vernon were found guilty Tuesday of plotting to kill government officials and having illegal weapons. A third militia man, Coleman Barney, was solely convicted of weapons violations. Former Fairbanks Militia Sergeant Gary Brockman says the guilty verdicts confirm government overreach.
The federal government is eroding our constitutional rights as citizens of a free nation. If it doesn't fit their agenda, they enact a new law that will override constitutional rights.
Brockman says the verdict treads over our rights to free speech and to take up arms. Brockman says he was not involved in the militia when informants infiltrated the group and recorded conversations about retaliating against government officials. He says the Fairbanks militia was never the citizen army Cox portrayed, but the larger movement remains alive in Alaska.
Well, I don't think the way the things played out with Schaefer is going to make any difference. I think if you do some nosing around, you will find that there are 3,500 men in Alaska who are ready, but not under Schaefer's command. That was a little blowhard kind of exaggeration that he used.
Brockman says any ongoing militia groups will likely be keeping a low profile, and there are too many eyes on him to consider participation.